Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner gas grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, on a ghost tour in St. Augustine, he saw a little boy run around a gravestone. A few minutes later, the guide started telling the story of the child people claimed to see there. And suddenly the question became, did he just see him?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, you can also write in on the website at realghoststoriesonline.com. We'd love to hear your ghost stories. So, a haunted cemetery, a place kind of seeming like that in our first story here today.
What was the question again?
A little boy running around a cemetery. There's a child.
Story.
Yeah.
It's a little Tony, is what it is.
Oh my God!
I've thought about that before. Like, because you played in a graveyard, you know, when you were younger. I wonder, like, when you go, Tony, will you spend time there? Even if you're not going to be buried or anything over there, right?
I believe my will currently says Ryanzi.
Does it really? Oh my God, that's so cool. I'm just wondering.
I don't know that I want to go back up there, yes! though, honestly. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm down here now. I don't know that I really want to go back into it. I don't know. I should probably figure that out.
Are you actually going to be buried or?
Yes, I don't want to be cremated. I want to be zombie because I want to be a zombie.
Oh,
that's been one of my goals. It's on my bucket list.
So if you're cremated, that option goes away.
Yes, it goes away. You know, I like the idea of being able to pull the hands out of the ground, pull myself up, and then it's like, do the dance.
But what if, like, your part of your body falls off? So it's just, let's say, your rib cage up and you're crawling around with one arm. That's
pick
okay.
Pick it up
with
and
you?
Try again. I can pick it up and try again. Try again.
And it's, if at first it's I like don't succeed. Duct tape.
That's a good song.
I'll tape it back on.
Yeah, I, you know, you'll duct tape. And I'll request to be buried with some supplies, I think. So,
like
duct tape.
What?
Super glue. Bone glue.
That's a good idea.
Bone glue.
Is that I don't know where one buys that. Hardware.
That'd be a good search.
Bone glue aisle two. Bone glue aisle two.
Bone glue.
You know the Gorilla Glue, they claim it. It's good for pretty much anything. So yeah, if you can't find bone glue, just do that.
Well, I fixed a coffee mug yesterday that had, I used a ceramic glue for that. But I haven't looked up bone glue. God, I wonder what's
gonna... Now I have to.
I know, because I know it's going to come up now. God. Well, there you go. That's a new euphemism I think we just invented.
Oh, God. Wasn't that a lyric in that song you made a couple episodes
ago? I don't know. It might have been.
The song that no one but Todd and I will ever hear.
Yeah. There is something called bone glue, and you can buy it.
What is it used for? Is it used for like...
There's different things. There's a bone glue that's made in China that actually helps with fractures and stuff like that. But you can actually get something. It looks kind of like Gorilla Glue or something, or like super glue, called bone glue.
Whatever it's like for taxidermy or things of that nature. But I would imagine a fairly small audience. I don't know. Well, there you go. Bone glue.
So do you keep a list of things you want buried with you? Is that in your will?
My bear and bunny are in there. I'm getting buried with my stuffed animals. Oh. And any living animals there currently.
Any living animals.
Like the Egyptians, your wife will be buried with you like the Egyptians. Perfect. Let her know about that ahead of time.
Yeah. It's just when I go, it's like, all right, everybody's going in the crypt. It's going to be a part. It's going to be like COVID again.
Would you be buried, Todd?
No, I want to do something like, I saw some place once where they can make you mulch. Or something like that.
Fargo?
Yeah, I want like when I'm gone, I don't want there to be any trace of my existence. So like I don't want a grave. I don't want anything like that.
Why? Why don't you want at least a grave?
Who?
Who's going to come? Because
it's a lonely place. Nobody comes to see you. Maybe your immediate family comes to see you a couple of times here and there, but within 20 or 30 years, it's just kinda, a headstone sitting there. I don't want
that's
that.
That's true.
Pretend I never existed. I'm good with that.
Well, I get it. Because really, that's kind of for the people who are living. So if that's what you need and you think it will help you, then go ahead and put the gravestone down. But I don't.
Think of the joy that your death and gravestone bring a young child running through a cemetery. Come on, the creepy factor. If that wasn't there, there wouldn't be the joy that a child would get running through a cemetery.
I don't think they would notice if one isn't there.
I would be the kind of ghost, an old man ghost, that would be pissed that there was a kid. Yeah, that's right.
Get
out of my yard.
Well, that'd be fun. I mean, then you're just kind of like triggering them. Like, you like kind of come on in here and fuck with my headstone and I'll fuck with you. You know, like give you an eating disorder.
I will say one of the coolest things is watching some of the videos where people go out and clean headstones and then tell the story of the person. Like they go and look up that person and stuff. I do like that. Yeah. That's a cool way to remember somebody who's been gone a long, long time. But for the most part, most people don't have somebody coming out and doing a TikTok about cleaning their headstones. So the memories are pretty much gone.
You could start that, we were talking about little Tony earlier and my mom had texted me a picture this morning because I should share this. We have another channel that, it's a little side fun project that I'm working on called No Returns on YouTube. And it's about abandoned retail and restaurants. Just no returns. You can find us. And I have two episodes up. One is about an old store in Wisconsin that no longer exists, Prangy's Way. There's also one now about Kmart that I just put up. And it's a fun, fucked up take on retail history. My mom had texted me this morning that... Did you know what?
I caught it too, Carol.
What?
I think you accidentally said it said texting. I believe the first thing you said was sexting.
Oh, God.
Is that what you heard too, Carol? Yes. Okay.
Well, after that was done. We decided to share baby pictures.
Oh my God, I wasn't ready for that.
I was going to try and be professional and not say a damn thing, but Carol had to start laughing.
I didn't even catch it.
I've never heard. Oh my God. Because Tony just kept on talking.
Because I didn't even realize it.
He's like, this morning I was sexting mom.
It's Wednesday. You know, it's Wednesday morning. It's we got, you know.
What you do on a Wednesday morning?
After Regis and Kathy Lee, it's, you know.
That's what you should keep to yourself. You don't have to share everything. Yeah. Okay, I don't even know what you were talking about. Well,
there's a picture, I think, right?
We're talking about little Tony, and my mom had texted me. She said, you know, one of your first photos was taken at a Kmart. And I said, oh, I didn't know. And she sent me the photo. And this is little Tony there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh.
I decided to put it into AI. And I started with this. So I put myself in a Kmart holding an icy and a blue light. And then my mom said, put in the sub sandwiches, the 2 for $1. Those are the ones. So yes. we would get those instead of the icy. And I remember that because we did not get icies. I was very deprived of that. So I put there, now I have a sub sandwich and it's like 2 for $1.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Little Tony is adorable.
Yeah. At the Kmart. So there you go. After I was done sexting my mom. Norman? Norman, the sub sandwiches are here from the Kmart deli. No, we didn't get an icy. Those are far too expensive. God. For those rich people in town.
Oh my God. Okay.
Anyway, let's go to a ghost story at 855-853-4802.
This is Cameron from North Carolina. I wrote in quite a while ago with a story of the haunted dorm where I was sitting on the bed and my leg got yanked off by something that wasn't there. And the funny thing is that this summer, the dorm and the one across from it is being renovated, and I kind of walked by that area quite a bit. So I'm really tempted to ask some of the workers if they've experienced anything weird while doing the renovations, but I'm kind of afraid to look at me like, what a dumbass. So anyway, I decided to call in with another story. So anyway, when I was about 10, 11-ish, my family, which is my mom, my dad, my brother and I, we went on a vacation down to Florida, and one of our stops was St. Augustine. And St. Augustine is an absolutely beautiful city. A lot of things to see, to do, a lot of great places, and quite old and quite haunted. I believe it's one of the oldest cities in America. So while we were there, my parents gave my brother and I an option of an event to go to or just something to do. My older brother chose to go to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, which is a really awesome place, and it's also haunted. And my event I wanted to go to was a ghost tour. I have been interested in this paranormal ever since I was little, when I saw a ghost at my grandmother's house. But that's another story. So like I said, it was about 10 or 11, and we just kind of walked around. There's a lot of little places set up we can go on a ghost tour. And the one that we chose, it was one of the ones where they were in costume and had their own little character, and they would take us around to just like different places in the city and talk about the history and talk about the ghosts that were there. So one of the first stops on the tour was a cemetery. The interesting thing about the cemetery was that I believe it's either a Catholic or Jewish cemetery. There were two that we went to. One was Catholic, one was Jewish. So the story with that one, on one of the gravestones, you could see a figure of a woman's face. And apparently during the day, you can't see it. There's really nothing there that should be showing that image. And if you, I believe her name was Mary, and if you kind of say like, oh, Mary, you're so beautiful and so lovely, and I'd like to see more of you, like the face gets clearer and clearer to see. And indeed, we did see it, and everybody on the tour was able to see the face of Mary. Another thing that we saw, or we didn't actually see, is what we got pictures of were apparently something that were called ribbons. And apparently ribbons are something that are supposed to be like orbs, but instead of it being a ball of light, it's just kind of a line of energy. And I have not seen that anywhere else. I've tried to research this, and really the only thing that comes up when I search ghostly ribbons comes out talking about stuff in St. Augustine. So not sure if that's just some sort of environmental anomaly that occurs in that specific area or what, but so we're taking pictures. I got pictures of the, I believe, Mary's face in the gravestone, and then we go to another area of St. Augustine, and this particular place is another one of the cemeteries. It's either Jewish or Catholic, and again, I'm not really sure which one. We get there, and people are filing in line behind us before we start the story. And when I get there, I see this figure of a little boy run around a gravestone. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And eventually he just kind of disappears. So the tour guide, he starts talking about the history of the place. And then he goes along to the ghost story. And he says that years and years ago, there was a little boy that was playing in the area, and he had climbed up in a tree and fell down and died there right next to the cemetery. And people say that they've been able to see his spirit kind of playing around the gravestone. And I thought it was pretty cool, you know. It wasn't just actually seeing something, but was seeing something and having the story to back it up. And the story was after I actually saw it, so it wasn't something that I was looking for. Yeah, we went to other areas of the city and didn't really see anything out there, but still a cool tour of all the different historic places. Thank you so much for doing the show. It really is a great way to spend the time. And y'all have a good night.
St. Augustine. Never been there. I have always wanted to go.
I would love to go there.
That lighthouse, you know, the stuff I've seen that people have collected as far as paranormal evidence and stuff like that is just incredible. I would love to hang out there. I think I'd probably want to move there once I got there.
What is it by? I'm trying to picture it. I'm trying to think if I don't think I've ever been there. St. Augustine.
Is it on the panhandle or is it?
I should
sell.
It's over.
It's north between.
Between Jacksonville and Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been there. Never been to Jacksonville either. Been like Orlando area mainly, and then over to like the Port Canaveral. I've been to Miami for getting on a cruise ship, but that's really
for the cocaine trade. You were in Miami for the cocaine.
Yeah, for the
trade.
Coke. You know. Yeah. You know. Usually, you know, you got that season. That's busy season. You go down there and do some of that. I've driven into Florida, so I've driven down. I wonder if I would have driven through St. Augustine. I may have at one point in time. I'm not sure. If I did, we didn't stop, unfortunately.
Man, it would be really fun to spend some time there.
Yeah.
What would you do if you're on a ghost tour and before the guy even starts talking, you're like, oh, look at that kid playing around in the cemetery. That's weird. And then, because obviously you would have noticed his parents if they would have been there.
Yeah.
And then have him be like, and some people have seen him. I was like, that's not mine.
There's a ghost in the basement.
It's a dog ghost at Tony's house.
Dog ghost basement. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I think that would be interesting when the tour guide is like, and some people claim they've seen a child running around here. And then the guy just saw one. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. It's like, I think people will be like, oh, is that set up? Is that fake? Are you making that happen? You know, I don't know. I love that whole, I really love the East Coast. Anywhere I've been, along it, I've just always found to be really pretty, like Savannah, Charleston, Hilton Head, all up in that area. It's a real, that's such a unique area. And even, I mean, that drive down that coast is very pretty too. And spooky.
Yeah.
There's a spookiness to it. Not that I want to live there, but there's an interesting vibe to it that's just kind of off in my, off, but like, curious. And I'm not saying that as an insulting way, but it off to me is just like, that's, oh, neat. That'll be interesting. But yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost story with us, have we done two calls on this episode now?
No, Tony. Okay. Just
let's hear our next phone call. Hi.
Hey, y'all. This is Katie from Tennessee. Okay, my story starts out, me and my husband bought our first home 5 years ago. It was a little single wide trailer, and it was fairly new. We bought it from my cousin, and he had bought it brand new. So it had, you know, it was new. I mean, there was no need for ghosts to be in it. Nobody had died in it, is what I thought. Okay, so we move in. I have my first child, and I quit work while with the baby. He's gone on the road, and I'm home a lot alone. And I just keep feeling like somebody's watching me. And like, it would wake me up out of a dead sleep. As our son gets older, he keeps telling me there's a grandma under the bed. And I'm just, I don't know, a grandma. So I'm assuming he means an older woman. The hangers we had hanging above the dryer, it's like somebody would just walk by and smack them. Like something a kid would do. Well, every time I would go into the living room, I feel like somebody was right on my heels, like a kid does. So I would run like a big baby back to the bedroom. Well, one day I decided to get a babysitter and I wanted to go with my husband on the road again. This is before I went back to work with him. And we're on our way to Michigan and it's like, I don't know, 3 a.m. And he says, you keep telling me you feel something in the house. I'm like, yeah. Craziest damn thing. He said, well, I didn't want to tell you this because I knew it'd scare you, but 6 months ago, I saw something. I'm like, what do you mean you saw something? Well, in our living room, there's a bar you can see through to the kitchen. Well, we had my niece over there that weekend watching her. She might have been 4 years old. He thought he saw her with her hand on the refrigerator, like she's going to open the fridge, and he always messes with the kids. So he rounds the corner. He's like, get out of my fridge. And there's no little girl there. But he swears he saw it. And he's very scientific, you know, like, it blew my mind that he even told me that. So I don't know. I wanted to get your guys' take on it. We've since sold the house. We don't have it anymore. We've moved into a new home, which is also haunted, but that's for another story. But I just wanted to get your take on it. The house was new. I don't understand. Unless it's the land. It's also the land my parents' home's on, and there's strange things happen there. I remember being a little girl, maybe 6 years old, and my papa Cole told my dad not to build a house there, that it was an Indian graveyard. That just sticks out in my mind. I don't know. Maybe that was it, but he said the little girl was white. I don't know. Obviously not Indian, just would love to hear my story on the show, guys. Listen to you all the time. Keep it up.
It's funny that she was surprised that it was haunted. Because then in the same area, it sounds like her family home was there. And that one was haunted. And there's like a legend, like, don't build on this property. There was an Indian burial ground here. And then they did. And they put their trailer out there. There might be a connection. There might be something to it.
If somebody tells you not to do it because there's an Indian burial ground, the last thing you want to do is do it.
Test it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, but maybe there's nothing there. It's a new trailer.
You never know. You never know what might happen. You never know. Well, you take your chances with the Indian burial grounds.
But like her husband, to the point, like he's like going, don't get in my fridge. You know, he's teasing the kids and then there's no kid there. Like he saw the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely haunted.
I would say so too.
I would too. I'm trying to create a wonderful piece of comedy for us
here. I was going to say, are you working on a song?
It's not a song. It's something. Well, let's see what happens here when I press this button.
Just don't put in, please make it not safe for work.
I'm trying to make sure that it's not. This shouldn't be. This should be. Yeah. I've mixed it. This is Suno here. We've had interesting results in the past. Most have been good.
Yes.
Let's
then
see.
There's that one day.
Let's see what this does here.
America's oldest city has a new tourist attraction. Sudden, irreversible soul loss visitors arrive for ghost stories and leave as empty husks who cry during Pizza Hut commercials. What sounds like a bad acid trip is happening with disturbing frequency in St. Augustine's ancient cemeteries. Mark Reynolds from Johnson, Arkansas, thought he was just taking a nice evening walk among the dead.
I saw this little boy running circles around a grave.
Laughing cute kid, I waved big mistake.
5 minutes later, the guide says,
that's the ghost of little Jimmy, missing since 1918. That's when my butthole achieved escape velocity.
The boy deeper into the graveyard. He says the child kept looking back with a smile that belonged on a tax form.
Next thing I know, I'm behind this crypt and there's three of them giggling.
It's like reversing who should be doing the child voice and who should be doing the announcer voice.
I kind of love it.
But evil. They had me strapped to the spit before I could say extra toppings. Apparently an infernal limited edition model.
Slow cooks the soul.
While leaving the body alive enough to walk out and pay its own medical bills.
They basted me with my own childhood trauma. Little Susie kept whispering.
More panic makes it juicier.
I woke up missing something important.
Not my wallet.
Not everything.
Now I wake up at 3 a.m. craving stuffed crust like it's oxygen. I hate myself for it.
Even more disturbing.
The children aren't just hungry. They're on a rewards program.
Yes! Cards.
10 souls equals one personal pan visa.
They're
obsessed. Top kid on the leaderboard gets to choose the next victim. Last month, little Tommy hit 20 souls and unlocked garlic knots. He was so happy, he did cartwheels over fresh graves.
The boy showed me his card 8 punches.
So the concept is the ghost children that they're seeing at the cemetery, they're getting people into the cemetery and then they're stealing their souls using the Ron Cole soul harvester.
Jeez.
And for every 10 souls they steal, they get a personal pan pizza. It's kind of like Book It.
that one kid got garlic knots or something and he did so well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Minutes later, the guide said.
Yeah, that I think that it.
Pizza Hut commercials.
What sounds like a.
Yeah, I think it it mixed up the roles though a little bit as far as
who's
supposed to.
I kind of like that.
Though. It kind of made it more absurd. Yeah. But yeah, I was because it's not just for songs. You can give it like storyline scripts and it creates shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's creepy. In fact, here's I wonder if I have this readily available. This is a commercial for a rewards program that took place, and if you want to see the video of this, that you can go check out the No Returns episode. This is a commercial for Kmart, a rewards program from the 80s.
There's a new way to save at Kmart. It's called K-Cult. K-Cult is our way of saying thanks to our most committed shoppers. Joining is free. That's right, free to join. Enjoy special savings, exclusive offers, and extra discounts every time you shop. Helping your family get more for less. All it takes is your commitment. Your commitment to Kmart. K-Cult. It's our way of saying thanks, because at Kmart, commitment means more. Voice returns to clean, warm tone, but slightly hollow. Kmart, the savings start with you.
There's more on the video. That was the some of the audio that I put together for it. But the video is even creepier. And it looks like an old 80s Kmart commercial.
Carol, have you seen any of his No Returns work?
No, I have not.
Got to check it out. It's okay. Really good.
It's yeah. It's messed up. So yeah, it's kind of just like my mind just kind of goes and creates shit, and it's kind of fun. It's a playground for me right now, with random abandoned retail stores and restaurants, if that's what interests you. What would be a good restaurant to
like a chain that's gone away?
That's gone away.
Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, I thought about that one. Yeah, they're coming. There's one in Minneapolis now.
Yeah, that's right.
But that would be a good one to do. Killed by a green onion.
Oh, that's right. It was, people were getting sick, right?
It was just one case at one location and then they all closed.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like a nationwide issue with the chain.
No, it was just like one. I don't know if they like wanted a way out or I don't know. It was bizarre, but they still remained open in other countries. It was just the US ones that all shut down. Is Ponderosa still around?
I think there's a couple of Ponderosas and maybe Bonanzas, but most of them are gone.
Bonanza. Bonanza was another one. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Restaurant.
Yeah. There's far more retail, it seems, than restaurants that are gone. But I'll think of like 30 of them once we're off the air. Your thoughts, and we'd love to have you become a supporter on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. Get access to all of our episodes in advance. Check all that out and everything ad-free as well. And of course, if you want to share your ghost stories, realghoststoriesonline.com for that. Press subscribe. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Now with McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino,
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.